This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to the Live Your Spa Life Show. Spa Life is where accomplishment and harmony coexist. Now, here's your host and Spa Life curator, Diane Halfman.
Welcome to the Live Your Spa Life Show. I am so thrilled to be here today with Jennifer Deep Stratton. You guys are going to want to tune in to this conversation because you may say that you don't like to sell or you haven't sold or whatever, but here's the thing. We all have to sell something at some point, whether it's for a nonprofit or our business or sell our family on some things that we want to do. If you would love to sell your services for twice as much money, twice as often, then you really need to hear my girl, Jennifer. Jennifer, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Diane.
Absolutely. I love this conversation, you know, because we've worked together, you being part of Spa Life and me really stepping into the sales conversation because selling is serving. And so we really want to talk a much deeper level about, you know, have you guys been thinking about wanting to raise your fees, finding the right words to close those big sales? Then you really need to tune in and listen to my girl, Jennifer Deep Stratton. Oh, so good. I just have to settle in here and have this conversation because you really understand what it takes to inspire people to take decisive action. And what are some of the things that you feel that deter people from actually doing that?
Well, nobody likes rejection. So that's it, right? Is we want to share what we have. We want people to buy our services. And the thing that I find is that we have fears. You know, it's normal. We all are worried about people saying no to us, even people that it seems like they don't. I promise you they do. But I like to tell my clients, you've got to be more connected to the difference you make than the fear you feel. You make a difference. Your service matters. I don't care if there's 10,000 people that do the same thing you do in a similar way. Nobody does it exactly the way you do it. And that's why it matters that you learn how to sell.
Oh, I love that so much because, you know, the fear of keeping us out of the selling game really is a disservice to the people we are here to help.
Absolutely. A lot of people think that it's magic or that there's born salespeople. And I'll tell you, as somebody who is really shy, when I was in college, people used to think I was snooty because you would pass me in the corridor and I wouldn't say hi. Well, it was because I was shy, not because I was snooty. Wasn't trying to be mean, right? So that's who I was and still am shy on so many levels, but I went into sales because I knew that if I knew how to express myself and express the value of something to someone else in a way that they would see it, get it, and want to do it, that would serve me for the rest of my life.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Jennifer, speaking of serving people on a much deeper level, we're going to have people who are going to be looking at this, you know, in Facebook Live. They're going to be on the podcast who will be able to hear it. And I want to make sure because some people in their busyness of their life kind of come and go. And I want to make sure if for those who can't join us and will have to come back later, that they can know how to connect with you. So can you give real quick, like, how is it that people can connect with you?
Yeah, the first thing you want to do is grab my book. I have a free copy for your listeners, Diane, and you can get it at highticketsellingbook.com. Okay, high, H-I-G-H, ticket selling book. And in there is my 9 secrets to increase your fees and magnetically attract top dollar clients. I go through the 9 secrets that I've discovered over about 15 years, selling millions and millions of dollars of products and services, mostly in biotech, science, medical, health, just a large range of different kinds of services. I have my 4 months to quadruple your income formula in there as well.
I love that. Well, you guys make sure that you grab that because, you know, Jennifer has sold over $14 million in products and services. So this girl knows what she's talking about when it comes to making the sale and doing it in a way that serves people. So if you need to go, you know, make sure you grab that. And we're going to continue on with the conversation around Spa Life and really about how you can have that accomplishment and harmony in your life. So if you need to go, grab my free gift as well at dianehalfman.com/guide. So love to have you guys join us for further discussions on both of those topics. So with that, Jennifer, I'd love for us to jump into, you know, there's so many people that live a life of default where they just kind of have life happen to them and then they wonder why they don't get some of the results that they want to have in your life. So we want to have the conversation around how you live your life by design and how you create it consciously that is in a way that allows you to live your spa life.
Happy to share anything you want to know. That is how we live. Everything has intention in our house, in our relationship, in my business. Nothing is by accident.
Yes. So how do you do that? I mean, how's that happen? I mean, I know that, you know, how do you balance running your company and having small children? I mean, when you look at balance, I mean, a lot of people would think like, you know, these are all the excuses that come up for people of what stops them from doing the big work that they have in the world. It's children or as soon as this, or, you know, all these different things that come into the mix. How are you designing your life to not have those distractions really thwart you in what you're doing here in the world?
Okay, I could talk on this for hours, Diane, so I'm glad you've asked me. I will say a couple of things specifically. Well, first, I have three children. I have a son that's starting high school, a son that's starting elementary school, and a 2.5-year-old. I work out of my house. It's summer. Do you think it's a little chaotic here?
Just right? A little bit.
And then my husband, who is our COO in our company, is also, you know, daddy daycare. So we have a lot of moving parts. They're actually in the other part of the house. I told them they can't come into the office because I'm on a live interview. So they know that we have a sign on the outside of my office door, which says recording in process, do not disturb. So all we have to do now is keep the 2.5-year-old from running down the hall and slamming into my office door. So if you hear a noise, that's what that is. But in all seriousness, the first thing for me is making sure all my relationships are working. And what I mean by that is communication. We over communicate here. What is the plan? When are you doing it? What is expected? What can you help me with? I mean, my husband called me earlier today. I was actually on another interview and he called me, and he doesn't usually call me. And then he called me again and I thought it was an emergency. And so I got distracted from the interview and I actually looked at my phone and it was not an emergency. And so when he got home, I said, because he needed something, I said, honey, I need you to be conscious of where I am when you're calling me, because I don't answer my phone unless you call me multiple times. He has my entire calendar in his phone.
Right.
So he actually knew that, right? So that kind of communication is actually what has the business and the family work, because he doesn't mean to disturb me. It's just not in the awareness. So rather than being upset, it's simple communication. So relationship, big. We are empowering partnership for each other. So we might be doing something together. We might be doing something apart. But my husband and I, who's also my COO, we're always looking for how do we empower each other inside of our bigger goal and intention for our family and our business.
Yeah, that is so important to be able to have those distinctions. And especially when you work out of home as an entrepreneur, to be able to, you know, what are the rules? I mean, to know like, hey, this is work time versus family time, and really having those distinguishing things. And, you know, sometimes you could assume those things, and we know how things can get off track when that happens. So to have that extra level of clarification and communication, that I can imagine as we have in our house too, is really making the difference, is having those additional questions and answers and things that are happening so everybody knows then they're all on the same page.
Yes, I prep the children. I'm going to be on a call. Maybe I should be thinking about moving my office out of my house, which I just started thinking about this morning, but it seriously has not been an issue until the kids got bigger. But the second thing, Diane, we are super organized. We are so organized. I'm not saying that there's nothing out of place in our house, but what I'm saying is that we know what is happening when. Our calendar is like, it's 100% accurate 100% of the time. Can I just tell you, everything we are doing all the time is on there.
So good.
It gives me so much freedom, because when I wake up in the morning, I know exactly what I'm doing. I review what I'm doing the next day, the night before. And so I actually know what's happening so we can all be ready. So if we have to wake up half an hour early so that we don't have to rush, we know that. If I have to tell my 14-year-old to make his lunch, we know that. So being organized in that way and with the communication in the relationship makes it all super harmonious, because don't you, I mean, the fighting usually comes in when, you know, expectations aren't met or you forget to pick somebody up.
Right. Especially when you have those many different moving parts, you know. We talked about this at our Spa Life retreat when you guys were there, and we were looking at like everything. You know, so many people put, you know, the business things on the calendar, and maybe they'll put a vacation here or there, but to put the details of how you're spending your day and choosing it in a way that gives you that structure, that gives you, you know, because when you do have more structure, it does give you the freedom to move amongst that, to be able to do the things that are important to you and your family. So I love that you have embraced this and that you utilize this, and that organization is the foundation to make this all happen.
Yeah, it seems, I think at first glance, like it might be extra work to detail everything.
Right.
But I'll tell you, we have sleeping in our calendar. We have lunch in our calendar. We have driving in our calendar. And so it might seem like that is extra work not needed at a superficial level. But in my experience, being able to plan my day in that way, the freedom that I have is that in the blank spaces, I actually know I'm not obligated to be anywhere, so I can fully relax. I'm not thinking, oh, am I supposed to be somewhere right now, or should I be doing something else? My mind is completely clear.
Right, right. You know, it's amazing. I'd love to kind of step into this as well, because this leads me to what's happening in the world around busyness and people saying that they're busy as if it's this badge of honor. And, you know, I talk about this a lot about, I believe that busyness is the new addiction, and that it's like, well, I'm so busy and all these things. And as if busyness is a thing outside of ourselves that we don't have any control with that. So I'd love for you to touch on the whole concept around multitasking and how you've really kind of taken that head on as something you don't do.
Oh yeah, no multitasking. Oh my gosh. Diane had asked me, you had asked me earlier, you know, how are you successful at what you do? And when I look, my feeling when I'm working is that I have all the time in the world. I'm completely relaxed and my focus is so intense. But when I look up, 10 minutes has gone by. It's almost like time stops because I'm so intently focused on what I'm doing. And, you know, I've read studies. I understand that every time you get distracted, it takes 40 minutes or something to get back on task. And so I eliminate distractions and it allows me to get so much more done because you have 100% of my brain focused on the thing at hand. That is how we have moved so quickly. And we look around and we're like, it feels like we haven't done anything, but people say, how did you move so fast? It didn't even take that long. Well, because I have 100% of focus on one thing, I'm not trying to multitask.
Right. I love this so much. And, you know, in just a moment, we're going to tell you a little bit about why you need to have premium pricing as an entrepreneur and make that happen. But for those of you that are on Facebook, I'd love for you guys to put in the comments, you know, are you someone who is able to focus, or are you a squirrel? Right? And just put in some of the comments, because I just love to see where you're at. And this could change day to day and whatever's happening, but it's always great to get a pulse of where people are at, because awareness is where everything kind of starts. So if you'd put in the comment either focus or squirrel, that gives us kind of an idea of where you guys are at, because Jennifer and I are going to come back through the comments, you know, things that can really support you in being focused and being able to do the things that you want to do. And again, for those of you who may have to leave, Jennifer, tell them about your free gift.
HighTicketSellingBook.com. H-I-G-H, High Ticket Selling Book. Get it?
Perfect. Perfect. And again, same with Spa Life, because we want you guys to have balance in all of this. Grab my free gift at DianeHoffman.com/guide so that you can step more into your spa life. So I know you guys have all been waiting for this here about the premium pricing. So why is selling premium pricing so important to an entrepreneur?
I'm a high ticket girl. I don't know about you, but I like big numbers because they're more fun than little numbers. I don't know why, they just are. And so over my years selling in a corporate environment and now as an entrepreneur, one of the things that I've learned and gotten so good at is creating the value for someone at a higher price point than your competition. Okay. When I worked in biotech, I always worked for a company that had the most expensive stuff. My competitors were 25% cheaper or more. And so as an entrepreneur, it's very alluring to start to price ourselves inside of the average, right? Oh, well, all my competitors are charging this much, so I guess that's what I should charge too. But don't do that. The reason this is so important is because, number one, when you are charging premium pricing compared to your competition, you start to be seen as more valuable. It's just a perception thing. Now, of course, you have to back it up with quality. Of course, you have to deliver. I'm not saying you raise your price and you don't deliver. No, you raise your price. You know what that does for you? It makes you be better.
It makes
you be better. You start delivering higher quality service, and higher end people perceive you as worthwhile. You know, your service is worthwhile. So you attract higher end people. And because your quality is so high, they refer their friends, and you create this amazing upward spiral of more and more business with the right customers, as opposed to the wrong customers, which are the ones that you sold to because you were cheaper, or they said, oh, can you give me a discount? And then you did.
Right. And they're then the they hardest ended ones.
And then they wanted this thing, and then they wanted that thing, and then they wanted you to do this for free and that for free. You know what I'm talking about.
Right.
Right. Don't go there. Just start with the premium pricing, and your business will grow in just a tremendous, beautiful, lucrative, and fun way.
Right. You know, Jennifer, I would love, along the lines of this premium pricing, is to talk about part of how you build the value of that and how you're conveying that. And I love the brilliance of what you share around quantum benefits. Can you elaborate and let people know what that's about and how they can utilize that?
Sure, sure. So this is what I teach people. If you want to raise your fee for what it is that you do. Okay, so if you're an expert or a coach, consultant, a service provider, and you would like to get paid more for what you do, this part is for you. Okay, now, if you don't have the liberty to raise your fees because your fees are dictated by something else, like your product-based business or you work for somebody else, this part is for you. Okay, because what you're going to do is you're going to listen for the ways you can communicate the value of what it is that you have so you can sell more of them. Okay, so you might not be able to raise your fee, but you're going to sell a lot more because of this principle. All right. So people will ask me, you know, how do I sell more of what I have without giving more time away or more freebies or more bonuses? Like, how do I make it more enticing? All right. Here it goes. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to tell you a story. This is an analogy. And in this, I'm going to explain to you how this process works. So right now, when you're thinking about pricing and you're thinking about how to sell what you have, you're probably sitting there thinking, how do I describe this? How do I really show the value of it? Okay, so this analogy is going to give you a way to think about it without having to give more time, freebie, or things to create value. Make sense?
Yeah.
So I want you to imagine that I have a living room full of toys, which I may right now. I often do. So I have this living room full of toys and I decide, oh, I'm going to have a garage sale. So I take my pile of toys and I scoot it out onto the driveway for a garage sale. And I look at my pile of toys and I think, this pile of toys is probably worth $200. That's what I'm going to sell it for at the garage sale. Okay. That's your current price, right? Whatever your number is for your highest end service. In my story, it's $200. Okay. Now, we're going to do something called the quantum benefits process. So I look at the toys and I see Legos. So I start to pull out all the Legos and I put them in a pile. And then I look back at my original pile and I see Hot Wheels cars and Hot Wheels tracks. So I pull out all the cars and all the tracks and the flags. Then I look back at my original pile and I see dinosaurs. So I have all boys. Can you tell? Yeah. So I pull out all the dinosaurs and the rocks and the trees, everything to make a dinosaur scene. So I keep going until finally I have 5 piles of toys. Now, I look back at the Legos because I'm having a garage sale and I've got to price what I've got. And I think, you know, now that I think of it, just looking at these Legos, I think about, you know, where I got them, how much I invested in them, you know, all the fun that we had every Wednesday night at family night. This pile of Legos is worth $200 all day long, all by itself. Then I see the Hot Wheels cars and I think, my gosh, this set of Hot Wheels cars and these tracks, $200. Dinosaurs, $200. Okay. So pretty soon I notice that I actually have 5 piles, each worth $200. Wow. Okay. Now I have $1,000 worth of value. Whereas, you know, 10 minutes ago, I only had $200 worth of value. Now, what did I not do? I didn't add anything. I didn't give anything away. I didn't build anything. I didn't even print out the instruction manuals. What I did is I see through this process the value of what's in my pile. Mm. Okay. So you, in your service, look, if you've been sitting around trying to figure out what your unique selling proposition is, this is a marketing word. I know if you've been to any kind of marketing class, you've heard about figure out your USP. Stop trying to figure out your USP, okay? Because it's lumping all of your brilliance into one pile of toys, which has no distinction, right? So you can't see the value. What you want to do is you want to start to pull apart the benefits, the things that are unique about you, the things that are special about what your clients are going to get, the way I sorted those pile of toys.
Right. I love this. And, you know, Jennifer, I can already hear the spinning of some of our people here, saying, yeah, but, right? And that thought of, you know, what if I price myself out of the market, whether it's with the toys or with the service I do, how do you address that aspect about, you know, pricing yourself out of the market or that feeling that you would be?
Well, you can't price yourself out of the market.
Okay. Elaborate.
I met a woman recently who hired a money mindset coach. Now, check this out. This actually blew my mind. She said, I just hired a money mindset coach. She charges $1 million a year. She has 10 clients. I'm like, sounds like you've got a pretty good money mindset already.
Right?
But does that not like just blow your mind that for every level that you're at, the people who are resonant with that level will find you? You know what I mean? Like, so wherever your price is right now, do you remember when it was cheaper and you had clients at that level, right? So same thing happens when you move up. It's the same thing as, you know, when you get out of college and you're paying $500 for your apartment to rent, but that's okay because you make $600 a month. Well, but now you make $6,000 a month and your rent is $3,000 and the numbers just keep getting bigger. And you're like, same thing in business. People will find you at whatever level you're at. So I just wanted to tell you that. And you might not believe me because you're like, oh, really? She's crazy. So let me tell you what you do with the feeling that you're going to price yourself out of the market. What you want to do is start to really focus on what are the unique and specific benefits. You actually want to write them down. I would recommend that you grab a piece of paper as soon as you're done watching this or listening to this. Start to write down, just brain dump all of the benefits that people get from working with you. Okay. Just brain dump all of them and then start to group them into like or similar benefits the way I did my piles of toys. Okay. And what you're going to start to see, and this is why they're called quantum benefits. When you see that benefit as worth the entire price of your program or service or product all by itself, that one benefit, then it's quantum. And the reason it's quantum is because you actually have four or five benefits, but one of them is worth the entire price. Okay, but you've got four or five. So what happens is even if you have a very quote unquote expensive thing, it feels to you and to your buyer like they're getting a good deal because they're like, oh my gosh, I would pay that much just for one of your benefits, but I get five. Let me get my checkbook out.
Yeah, I love that so much. And I love how you've applied this into your own life and your own business. I mean, you were actually able to triple your business through your One Call Blueprint consultation system. So how did you incorporate this to triple your business?
Yeah, this is exactly what I teach my clients. It's what I've been doing for 20 years. I do it on myself, you know, on my own products and services. Is every time I think, wow, there's a need in the marketplace for this, or somebody says, you know, I want this thing from you, I think, wow, okay. And think about it. You dream up a new product or a new service and you have an idea of what you want to deliver. What you want to do then is actually start to really write down, well, what is it that they would be getting? And you have to keep asking yourself and working the problem until you see and believe the value. And this is actually what we do in all of my courses, because sometimes it's the foundation of everything that I do with my clients, because it's hard for you to believe in the higher price point if you don't see it yourself. I mean, you can't, right? So this process, you finally go, oh my gosh, it really is worth that much. Holy cow, I didn't realize it. And then it's quite easy to sell.
You know, I love this is something that you do in the workshops, because it's one thing to actually hear you say the words about it, but like you said, the mindset aspect of it, and depending on where you're at and what level, you know, you may have to make some shifts on whatever ceiling you may be hitting that allows you to fully step into that.
Absolutely. And I have a spa life tip for that.
Ah,
can I tell you it?
Please share.
Well, one of the things that, and I've got this from you, Diane, that really has made a difference in me being able to grow my own price point, to actually raise the prices in our business, is the process is when I started really taking good care of myself. I know you talk about self-care all the time, and I've always given it some great lip service, but when I actually started doing it, it became much easier, because I think on some level, when I'm taking an Epsom salt bath and then sleeping late, I'm telling myself I have value. And that permeates everything that I'm doing and saying about our business and our services.
This is so important. I really want you guys to hear this, because when I talk about, you know, living your spa life, it is that lifestyle. And it's really about doing that extreme self-care. And I know it sounds so counterproductive or counterintuitive about, if I took more care of myself, I wouldn't have as much time in my business, or I wouldn't be able to do all the things. However, there actually becomes a point when you're working beyond that productive zone that you're actually not serving anyone else and you're actually doing a detriment. So when you really embrace the self-care piece of this and the fun part and all the different aspects, when we talk about all the different elements that make up your spa life, it's not just the business, right? It's all those other 9 elements that we talk about that really support you in living the life you want to. And I absolutely love, and I've adopted it for myself, your new mantra around fun and money. So please share that.
The more fun I have, the more money I make.
I love this. I mean, for our podcasters who were probably driving and didn't catch that, you have to say that again, because they can't miss this one.
Okay, here it is, you guys. This is the new mantra for the money. And you're welcome to keep this and steal it, borrow it, whatever. The more fun I have, the more money I make.
Oh, I mean, who doesn't want to step into that, right? You know, it's just, especially when you connect selling, because sometimes people have a heaviness about selling because no one wants to be sold to. And sometimes people have negative associations around that. But I love the fact how you have really broadened our scope of selling in terms of not only the quantum benefits, what are we bringing to the table? How are we serving people? And then to tie it to what we're standing for and what we're doing in terms of our own mission and tying those things together. And I love how you've done that, how you've put those together. And that is really how you support people who are here doing some much bigger things. So I thank you for sharing that.
You are welcome.
So again, I know that our listeners are going to want to connect with you and want to hear more about, you know, how you're doing this, because sometimes it takes a while for people to build the habit, the belief in themselves, to really step into that. They can see how it's great for you and maybe for me, but they maybe haven't quite embraced how they can do it for themselves to really see these type of quantum leap changes that you've made for yourself and your clients. So how, again, that people can connect with you to step into this new paradigm of selling?
Yeah, if you want to really get in what's in my head, I put it in a book. It's called The 9 Secrets to Increase Your Fees and Magnetically Attract Top Dollar Clients. You can get it at highticketsellingbook.com. And I'll tell you, Diane, it's, for me, highticketsellingbook.com, in there is how I have a sales conversation. It's my whole formula. It's the 4 steps to quadruple your income in 4 months, and lots of things like how to turn people who say no into raving fans. It's all in the book.
Oh, I love that. Quadruple? Is that what I heard?
Quadruple. 4 times the money in 4 months. Yeah.
Wow. Well, I'm pretty sure that everyone's going to want to hear that. And just for the tidbit about how to do that and to step into that, because sometimes people do things in incremental ways, but I love the way that you approach things in a quantum way that is so amazing, which actually reminds me of wanting to ask you to finish this sentence here that says, I unapologetically choose to.
I unapologetically choose to roar.
I love that. Oh, that's so you, girlfriend. Love that. So another question I always love to connect with my clients and friends and people who are here on the show is when we talk about spa life, we talk about our environment and how we want to feel in our space, and that we want to have a different experience in our bedroom versus the kitchen versus our office. And so I would love for you to share, what is your favorite room and why?
My favorite room is my bedroom. My favorite room is my bedroom because we have everything in twos in our bedroom. So like we have a photograph over our bed of a man and a woman dancing. We have two candles. We have two lamps. We have two pillows, like a little feng shui going on there.
Yep.
When I'm in it, I feel relaxed and safe and connected.
Ah, I love that. So for our listeners that may not understand the connection of two, can you elaborate a little bit about why two is chosen?
Yeah. So I'm married and I have this amazing husband, and I don't remember where I read this, but I read something that was talking about the feng shui of a bedroom, that if you want to be in relationship, you want to have pairs of things because it's symbolically reflecting back to you, your pair of the two of you in your relationship.
Right. Absolutely. And just to elaborate on that, that your environment, trumps anything else. You could have all the willpower of, I want to be in a relationship, or there's certain things that I want to have in my life, but your environment is the vibration that actually pulls you into the direction that you want to have. So by having twos, it supports the energy of being in partnership. So you really want to look at, what are some of the other things that you have in all the other different aspects of your life and your environment that really supports you to have what you want to have? So is your office a place where you are inspired, that you could actually quadruple your sales and the things that you want to do in your business? So you really want to look at how you can be supported around that and have that happen. So we're going to give you some of those links here in just a second. But any final thoughts, Jennifer, you'd like to share with our audience?
Just do it by design. It's truly by design. And if you want to have this success, I think you're spot on, Diane, is all of the pieces have to work together. So if you're not taking care of yourself, you can't be focused. And if you're not focused, you can't make money. And if you don't have the money, then you're not going to be able to have maybe the vacation and the family time that you want. So you can't, and you can't leave one out. You really can't.
Right, right. They all work together. So I so appreciate that. And I thank you so much for your time. And once again, for those people who, you guys, first of all, if you're here on Facebook and if you're watching this on the replay, share this. I mean, there's so many people that have so many gifts to give, and they get stopped by not being able to sell things in a bigger way. And they're going to need to hear this message. So please share this. Please put your likes, put your comments. Jennifer and I will come back around and answer any questions that you have and see how we can support you on a much deeper level. So please do that. And for those of you who are listening on the podcast, please listen closely, because I'm going to repeat again about how you can stay in contact with us. So Jennifer, once again, what is your free gift for people to connect with you?
Grab my book at highticketsellingbook.com. And that's H-I-G-H ticketsellingbook.com.
Perfect. Perfect. Thank you so much. Thank you for being here and sharing all your wisdom. And I'm so excited for your success and all the wonderful things that you're doing in the world. And for our listeners who are really listening and saying, you know what, I want to have more balance in my life. I want to have my spa life where I can have that lifestyle of accomplishment and harmony coexisting. Then I invite you to get my free gift at dianehaffman.com/guide, which will guide you into living your spa life and being able to utilize your environments so that you can really step up to have this reflection that we've been talking about here today. So we would love for you guys to, put in your comments and connect with us, and we would love to support you. So until we talk again, live your spa life. Bye for now.
Your host and spa life curator, Diane Haffman, wants you to know you can download her free guide to start living your spa life right now. Go to dianehaffman.com and click on the link for the 9 secrets to step into your spa life. Now, live your spa life where accomplishment and harmony coexist.
You know what drives me crazy? When business owners believe that just because they're not on stage speaking, they don't need stage presence. Stages come in all shapes and sizes. You're on the stage when you're in a boardroom, talking to a prospect, or introducing yourself and your company. I invite you to join me on a free educational webinar called How to Triple Your Income Through Speaking. Learn the critical ingredients to make impact and income on any type of stage. Go to speakersuccessformula.com and grab your spot now.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. Are you ready to rise up and share all your greatness to the world? Stop playing small and settling for mediocrity? If so, then you need to join us at our eWomen Network Entrepreneur Conference and Business Expo in Dallas this year, August 3rd through the 5th. There will be hundreds of women entrepreneurs from all over the world waiting to meet you to share knowledge, wisdom, and even partnerships. Get ready to be coached by me and learn from other multi-million dollar speakers who will teach, inspire, motivate, and guide you to transform your thinking from small to big. And you can't beat the food and fun at our Saturday night dance party either. Look, no one makes it alone, so it's time to stop trying to be the COE, chief of everything, and step into your role as CEO. There is nothing like the eWomen Network Conference to bring out your genius and help you take action on living your dream. Register at eWomenNetwork.com.
This is the EWN Radio Network.